17,643,000 games later, the National Hockey League has completed the 2014-2015 season. Well, okay. I'm not very good at counting and math and numbers and stuff. Basically, I'm trying to say it's been a very long year. And now we know who is going to play whom in the first round of the playoffs. So we are pucked in the head. And welcome to Pronoun Usage 101. Welcome back to Pucked in the Head. As you know, I'm Jason Carillo. I'm sitting here with Russell Arbuthnot.
Yeah, you kind of say nut every time you say my last name.
Russell Arbuthnot.
Is that a Freudian slip?
I'm just going to keep going with different vowel sounds in there, and eventually I'll get
Nat.
It right.
Arbuthnot.
Arbuthnot. We are here to talk now about the remainder of the National Hockey League.
And the matchups heading into the playoffs.
We both picked Vancouver to win in six games.
Yep.
I don't think that's really a surprise pick for anybody.
Couple of homers.
Yeah, we're just here in Vancouver cheered for, picking the Canucks.
I mean, really, I thought they would win in three, but figured I'd throw Calgary a bone.
You know what I like about that? That's an original joke. You're the first guy to ever say that.
Thanks, buddy.
I got your back, man. So, all right, you want to talk about the East first or the West? Because we got to go through these fairly quickly. There's lots to talk about.
Let's go East.
East. Montreal, Ottawa.
Montreal in four.
Seriously?
No, I just threw that out there.
Holy cats, man.
I'm going to say Ottawa.
Oh, you so-and-so. I was going to pick Ottawa.
Okay, Montreal. I'll go Montreal in five.
All right.
I flipped from Ottawa to possibly winning the series to losing it in five.
I think it's going to be a long one, six or seven games, but I think Ottawa is going to take it.
In six or seven?
In six or seven games, yeah.
You're giving yourself a 33% chance of getting it correct?
Ottawa in six and a half games.
Okay.
Right down the middle. Six and a half.
I, too, am not good with numbers, so I have no idea whether or not that 33% thing was...
The seventh game is going to be a blowout. It's going to be like 15 to nothing, and then the power is going to go out.
For Montreal.
No, for Ottawa.
But then Ottawa's still
going to
win.
For Ottawa. But then the power is going to go out, and they're just going to call the game.
Halfway through it.
Halfway through, so six and a half games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I've got Ottawa. The story is just too compelling. That they made the playoffs.
Oh, it's unbelievable last 30-odd games, whatever, 28 or whatever it is, 29.
23-4-4.
Yeah.
So 31 games.
What is that, 46 games?
307 games. The last 307. You want to know what something actually really is impressive? Even though they were not so good during the first half of the season, the Ottawa Senators did not get shut out a single time.
Not
this
once.
Year.
Yeah.
Not one time.
Has that happened before?
I'm sure it's happened before. Like, I mean, I'm sure the 1976 Habs didn't get shut out. They only lost seven games
right?
But so I'm sure it's happened before.
Still pretty unbelievable.
But this is impressive in today's NHL with all the great goaltenders and crazy defensive systems and video, all that stuff. They haven't been shut out in more than a season.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
That's crazy.
Crazy. So, yeah, I'm picking Ottawa in six and a half games. And
I forgot. What did I say? Montreal in five.
You said Montreal in five. I just like their story too much.
What a matchup that's going to be.
It's going to be a great series.
It'll be fun. Can you imagine all the fans going back and forth?
A little bit of trivia for you.
Mm-hmm. I love it when you spring trivia on me.
I know, especially considering most of the trivia that I ever ask has to do with stuff that happened when you were like 3 years old.
If that.
So, name the Boston Bruins great who has traded to the... No, I'm not going to do that. No. When was the last time five Canadian teams made the postseason in the National Hockey League?
1993.
And, you know, my guess was actually earlier than that. I said, I don't know, maybe the 80s? apparently 2004, 2005.
Oh, wow.
The year and the following year, the league canceled all play.
Right.
So that just shows you how much the NHL enjoys having five NHL teams in the playoffs.
Blow it up.
So enjoy the playoffs, everybody, because there's not going to be a season next year. Who's next? So we know Washington and the New York Islanders are playing. This is going to be an outstanding series. You've got the league's top goal scorer in Alex Ovechkin.
I believe that Ovechkin is going to disappear again, and Tavares is going to be a beast. So I'm going to say Islanders.
And, you know, I want to go that way. My heart says that. But I think Ovechkin is a different guy this year.
Under Trotz,
he's a different guy than he used to be. He's playing a different game. Even though he scored 53 goals, he has been very responsible in his own end. He has not hot-dogged it at all. In all the games I've watched this year, I've watched about 10 Washington Capitals games this year, so I consider myself an expert.
That is a pretty huge sample size.
And I've only watched the New York Islanders twice, so that is that is exactly what I'm going for. The Washington Capitals will beat the New York Islanders 10 games to 2.
I will say the Islanders over Washington with Johnny Tavares leading the way. 14 points in the first round alone.
So you think it's going to be a long series?
No, in four.
14 points in four games. John Tavares putting up Gretzky-like numbers in the first round.
Yeah. Holtby is not going to have an answer for him.
Apparently not.
Nor will Trotz.
Or, his answer will be, come on in.
Yes.
Wow.
Have your way with me.
14 points in four games. No, I think Washington takes it in six games. I think this is a different Washington team than we've seen in years past. Tampa, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit's going to win that.
I said Detroit in seven, and that is just because, well, with Mike Babcock behind the bench, I think he is going to outcoach their opposition, and Datsyuk, Zetterberg are going to lead the way, as they so often do.
And I think that's the difference in this series for sure, is the coaching. I think Babcock is just too good,
mm-hmm.
and he's got decent pieces there. And Detroit always seems to find young guys to fill holes
mm-hmm.
that nobody knew were even on anyone's radar.
Radar at all, yeah.
It's just unbelievable that they are even still in the picture.
And you know what? Detroit is still, dating back from to the mid-90s, is still searching for that goaltender. I mean, yeah, they had Hasek in for a brief period of time, but I mean, they've never had that stellar goaltending that everybody says you need to have to win in the playoffs, but they managed to do it, or they have managed to do it year after year with Osgood. Now they've got Howard and Mrazek.
Well, and Howard is not even going to start.
Last I heard, Babcock was non-committal towards either of them. But
Howard has not had a good season.
No, not at all.
He has not had a good season. So I think Mrazek is going to start.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think this is such a strong team.
Tampa did beat Detroit three out of their four meetings.
But regular season, though.
In the regular, yeah. But in the last meeting, Detroit beat Tampa Bay 4-0.
So, yeah, I've got Detroit in six. New York Rangers, congratulations on your President's Trophy. Alain Vigneault wins yet another President's Trophy.
They should just rename it.
He won two of them Vigneault with the Vancouver Trophy. Canucks, of course, coming within a game of the Stanley Cup. He took the New York Rangers to the Stanley Cup final last year in his first year behind the bench. And now they've got a President's Trophy to go for. Congratulations. You get to play Sidney Crosby in the first round.
I don't see New York having an issue versus the Penguins, personally.
They were winless in April. I think they only won four games in all of March.
Mm-hmm.
So they've won four or five games since the end of February.
Yeah. It's been a difficult go for Sidney.
And yet the guy was still tied for the league lead in points going into the final game.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they've got a back end that can sustain a long series. If they beat the Rangers, it's going to be very quick. It's going to be four games.
You think so?
If Pittsburgh wins, it has to be a fast series. Like, they've just got to storm them and score a ton. And I don't think they'll do it.
I just don't see it happening, so personally. In the regular season, the Rangers beat the Penguins four of the four games, but three of them in overtime or regulation.
Yeah, I just don't see Pittsburgh having a balanced attack and a balanced game.
New York is arguably the deepest team in the NHL from top to bottom.
And certainly for the first three quarters of the year, Rick Nash was elite.
Mm-hmm.
He tailed off near the end of the year. But I don't see any reason that New York can't polish off the Pens in five.
I am going to say it's a sweep. Rangers in four. Yeah.
Now the West, Nashville, Chicago.
Right.
Once again, congratulations for getting 104 points on the regular season, Nashville.
Yep.
Yeah. You get to play Chicago in the first round.
Yeah.
Holy crap, is this going to be a tough series?
Yeah. To me, that's probably the matchup to watch. I think that's going to be the best series of the bunch. Just the way that those two teams are built. Chicago with their firepower, shooting on Pekka Rinne and having to attack Shea Weber. I think that's going to be a tremendous, tremendous matchup.
Well, in Nashville, most of their offense comes out of their defense. See them set up and have Weber and Jones blasting pucks through and Forsberg darting in and out of mm-hmm. the Chicago defense is going to be a lot of fun to watch this series, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's, like I said, I think that's the one to watch for me.
And I am going to call, despite all of their experience and their cup wins, I'm going to call Nashville in seven on this one.
Nashville in seven.
Nashville in seven.
I'm going to go Chicago in seven.
Care to make a little wager on that? You want to make it interesting?
Sure.
What do you want to do? Let's say if Nashville wins,
mm-hmm.
then fish and chips are on you.
Okay.
Chicago wins, fish and chips are on me.
At a location mutually agreed upon.
Yes. Yet to be determined.
It's going to be Moby Dick's.
I've never been there.
Well, there you go.
Is it good?
It used to be fantastic. I would imagine it still is the same.
All right, there you go.
You also get a free piece with every meal. So if you order a two-piece, that's the secret at Moby Dick's, folks. You get three.
Ooh.
So presumably you and I could just order like a three-piece fish and chips. And then
have two and a half pieces each.
No, you get one extra piece. Math
did,
whiz.
Did I mention off the top, I'm not very good with numbers and math and
there's
counts,
also an extra half and, piece thrown and, in there.
And counting. It's very confusing. It's extremely confusing for me. If Anaheim plays either Winnipeg or Minnesota, do you see either of those teams upsetting Anaheim? Or do you think Anaheim is...
I could see both
round?
Of those teams upsetting Anaheim, personally.
And do you see either of those teams upsetting St. Louis?
I don't see Winnipeg beating St. Louis. I could see Minnesota, but it would be a very, very tough fight for them.
Minnesota-St. Louis has, they've got a pretty good rivalry going.
Mm-hmm. That would be a great series.
I think they're
going
to beat the tar out of each other.
Yeah.
If they play.
Yeah, whoever comes out of that series is going to be black and blue.
Yeah, definitely.
Assuming that is, in fact, a series.
And to be quite frank, I don't see, even though if they get a run together and if Pavlik decides to stop pucks, especially the one shot from center ice, Winnipeg could make some noise.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a could. I could see it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it happening.
Okay.
I think Winnipeg is out. They're like one and done.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to be there.
In four?
Very possibly.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I don't see Winnipeg making a long run regardless of whoever it is. Of those two potential matchups, St. Louis and Anaheim, I could see them somehow getting past Anaheim, and that's more or less just because I'm not a big believer in Anaheim's goaltending for the most part.
I think Anaheim is, and even if you look at the advanced stats, Anaheim even for two seasons now, seems to be playing above their head.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, like a, for what I just said, I mean, I can't say I necessarily believe in Winnipeg's goaltending either.
Yeah.
But Pavlik has put together a pretty stellar last little while.
The last 10 games or so.
For the most part. So you never know.
Well, just the fact that they made it in. Like, they had to play some good hockey to get in.
Yeah.
To keep LA at the door.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I guess we're making four predictions for these.
Essentially.
Okay. So if Anaheim plays Minnesota, I'm going to say that Anaheim will beat Minnesota in five.
All right.
And if Anaheim plays Winnipeg, Anaheim beats Winnipeg in four. If St. Louis plays Minnesota, St. Louis takes it in six. If St. Louis plays Winnipeg, St. Louis takes it in five. I'll give Winnipeg a pity win.
So we're basically, if we go by your choices, we're basically saying it doesn't matter what happens in today's game. Anaheim and St. Louis are in the second round.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give the underdogs a, I'm gonna throw them a bone here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say if Minnesota plays St. Louis, which is the likely scenario,
everything holds up as is right now.
As is right now. I mean, Arizona coming back and beating Anaheim in the last game shouldn't happen,
mm-hmm.
but it easily could.
Mm-hmm.
But let's assume that it holds true. If Minnesota plays St. Louis, I give the series to Minnesota in seven games, and they are bloodied and injured when they get out of it.
Okay.
Either way, I see Winnipeg out in five games, no matter who they play.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Sorry, Winnipeg. Good on you for being there.
Congratulations on being there. It's got to be very exciting. Right? The first playoff hockey in how many years?
Well, I'm excited to watch the first playoff game in Winnipeg.
Has any iteration of the Winnipeg Jets won a playoff series? I don't believe they have.
Not in my lifetime.
So I just don't see it happening. I don't think this is not the year to start planning that 15-minute parade through the downtown area of Winnipeg.
Okay, well, you still owe me another prediction.
Which one?
Did you say Anaheim, Minnesota?
Oh, if Anaheim and Minnesota play?
Yeah.
I've got Anaheim taking that.
In?
I'll say five.
So you're agreeing with me?
No, because I said if Minnesota plays St. Louis,
oh, okay,
they're going to win that in seven.
Okay.
Seven particularly nasty games.
Okay. All right.
And it's not my fault that you weren't listening. Clearly not my fault. You're probably not the only one, because everyone who was listening earlier turned this off a long time ago.
Because it's the cup.
It's the cup. So with respect, I'll still use a different preposition. With respect to the fact that we are now off to the races, we bring you the William Tell Overture. Russell Arbuthnot, everyone.
Arbuthnot, not nut. We'll be right back.
bucked in the head. Sports fans with big mouths.